Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say when the band began to play, and we danced like a wave on the ocean romance.
Welcome back. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend David Adler. David, give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find you and your book, Snap Judgment.
The way to get it is just now through Amazon.
All right.
Snap Judgment, Financial Times Press, Amazon. And it's, again, it's an investment. It's a book about investing. It's really a personal investing book.
Right, it is. And of course, they can find your recent article, China, that's setting the rules for capital markets in the fiscal times. Is that fiscaltimes.com? I get it. Thefiscaltimes.com. Folks, I encourage you to go check out this article. You know, David's been telling us, folks, about his concerns about how China's manipulating their currency. They're creating problems. By doing that, they're creating problems for us, for our own economic recovery, our own economic long-term strength. You consider it to be an immediate concern, not a down-the-road concern, as the IMF indicated earlier in the last week or so. But here's my question, David. How likely is it that just like Japan was kind of, you know, the chickens came home to roost and we found out that they really didn't have the economic strength that we thought they did. What are the chances that this elaborate board game that China's playing, because of their own internal problems, their own immature capital markets, their own demographic issues, et cetera, their environmental issues, their incredible large population, that all this board game could wind up causing them to be too cute by half? What do you think?
Well, I want to say about Japan, when did Japan suddenly reverse? When did Japan, it was no longer the land of the rising sun that was going to dominate the world? Pretty simply, when they had to stop undervaluing their currency.
Right.
When their currency fell into line with its true value.
That was in 1991 or so, yeah.
Japan never recovered. So basically, Japan's growth is exactly the same as China's. They're both using the same model. So, you know, if China were to reverse some, if not just China, if the U.S. were to stop China from undervaluing its currency, we would no longer face the same threat, and that's what happened to Japan.
But now there are political and geopolitical issues there. I mean, it's not just economic, right? I mean,
you could say, I'm going to keep going with your Japan analogy. With Japan, we learned that actually Japan was not so good at entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Once you got rid of their cheap currency, they were not able to be as creative, frankly, as
right.
American industries.
And as you say, they've never
well.
Recovered. But
no. But
what would happen? But China didn't own trillions of dollars of our securities. I mean, Japan did.
Japan had large currency reserves, but Japan is an ally,
right?
Where China's not an ally.
China's
so
not
it's
an ally.
A lot more complicated.
So which brings me to the point I made about politics. What if we did play hardball? What if President Obama suddenly decided to play hardball with China and go after them? He would be if he followed your advice, he'd be called a protectionist himself by the free traders.
What I'm suggesting is he doesn't use tariffs because he'll be called a protectionist.
Right.
What I'm saying is China is unfairly undervaluing its currency, so he's to come up. He's the president. He's to come up with a clever enough strategy without being labeled protectionist, but rather than just saying, "Oh, I just let the market decide what it wants," when really the market is being run by China. He doesn't have to necessarily beat up China or vilify China. He just has to do something, you know.
Are you saying maybe even just a little jawboning?
No, the opposite. Rather than jawboning, which seems like the worst way to go,
right.
Maybe you should do something effective and not say that much.
Actually,
about
do
it.
Something to strengthen to. But you, are you saying that something would be to continue to weaken our currency?
Well, the problem is the currency is weakening, but not against the Chinese currency.
That
so
it needs to be weakened against the Chinese yuan.
Yeah, it's that simple. It's
and you know
China,
what? The
you know.
Interesting thing, David, is I believe China's facade is a little bit of a Potemkin facade. I think that it wouldn't take a lot to crack that facade a little bit and start things going the other way, where China would have to pay more attention to its own business and rather than try to manipulate our business. What do you think?
No, it's true. It's less. It doesn't have the entrepreneurs in the U.S. It's not as creative as the U.S. But as long as its currency is undervalued, and as long as the U.S. lets China determine all the rules, China will keep growing very quickly, but not just quickly, at the expense of the U.S.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say, and that's why the U.S. has to do something in response rather than just sitting there passively going, well, I hope this all works out.
Well, I hope you're right. I think you're right, and I hope somebody does something about that. I will tell you that that's a long-term strategy there. I mean, there are a lot of moving parts to the relationship between the U.S. And China and the rest of the world. And it'll be interesting to see. I know one thing, having read David's article and having heard him today, folks, I'll be following the relationship between China and the U.S. a lot more, with a lot better education than I had before. David, thanks for doing this today, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks.
David Adler, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, his book is called Snap Judgment. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back, but not today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.